Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. We're in video form now. We're on the Roku. It's a fun time. Download the LFC Network. Go to LingerieFC.com for more details. And speaking of video and more details, there's a lot of details to be encompassed in tonight's podcast, because welcome back to the show, Miss Brooke Guillotine Gilly. Brooke, it's been a while. It's a pleasure and a privilege as always. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute, but I got to say, a lot of things have happened. I mean, the holiday season was upon us. You know what I'm saying? Halloween, yours truly was doing his ring announcing deal. And you killed it in Sturgis. A lot of stuff has been happening around the LFC auspices. And it's a fun time to be an LFC fan and LFC faithful, you know?
Oh, I absolutely agree. With the launch of the new LFC channel, all the new girls that they're bringing in, the extension of events, I'm just like, whoa, we're exploding.
Technically speaking, literally and figuratively, man, not just from the wardrobe malfunctions exploding, but god dang. All right, we're going to talk about this here. We're going to talk about hot. Because the three-night event was amazing at Sturgis, but there was a lot of butt-biting, and there was a lot of biting in general. You know what I'm saying? We got Agatha Cannibal Carter, the prima, the queen of biting there. And then here y'all are. There's biting on butts. There's biting on friggin' necks. Like, what the hell is going on? It was a bite fest in Sturgis.
You know, I don't think I can be accused of being bitten or biting anyone, but I did kiss Jolene's butt cheek for good luck before a match, though. I did do that.
Well, first and foremost, and I love Jolene the Valkyrie Hex is probably one of the sweetest and most beautiful people I know, and I know you can concur with me on this, but how do you not get a little smoocheroony or get a little smooch on the buttocks from Jolene for luck? How do you not? You don't turn that down.
You don't. You just don't.
Don't.
You don't.
You do not.
There was a lot of crazy things that happened this year, though. I feel like we had, like, so much more time to check stuff out because it wasn't, like, our first time doing it. You know what I mean? So things ran a lot more smoothly. People knew where they were staying, where they needed to go. So it was, like, we got to hang out a little bit more. And there was some good times that were definitely had this year.
I was about to say, if you want to divulge something that's not rated R on this podcast, you can, because I can see this, and not just from the reality television with LFC Exposed and just the videos. Everybody can tell because it's familiar playing field, you know what I'm saying? But this is three nights that we're doing this, and everybody's accustomed. You can get food, you can do what you need, and you know where you're going. So, I mean, it was kind of smooth sailing than the first time, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, and Lauren, the animal, she got us backstage passes to Shinedown. So it was me, Feisty, Shelby, and her, and we went backstage. And I'm not talking like where everybody else goes backstage, where it's like blocked off. We were like right there. It was insane. It was so much fun.
I think I caught a bit of that live while you guys were going live on Instagram doing that. I'm like, I got to pop in because they were playing one of my jams, man. It was, I forgot what Shinedown song it was. I don't know if it was I Dare You or one of those, but Shinedown is the fucking shit. And I'm going to say that bluntly and pearly. It's the fucking shit. It's awesome.
Oh, they absolutely are. They're the best. I love those guys so much. That was one of my first rock concerts, like way back in the day. Yeah, way back in the day. Okay, back in the day. It was Evans Blue, Trapped, and then Shinedown. There was one, Hailstorm, and Hailstorm and Shinedown. And that was one of my first, like, big rock concerts.
I like your taste and I like your style, because that is a nice mix and a nice blend right there, right?
Yeah, and it was before Hailstorm and Evans Blue were big. So it was like when Trapped's Back Off, I'll Take You On song. I don't know the name of it. I can't
think. Headstrong, take on anyone.
Here we go. It was back when that song first came out. So, like, nobody knew who Hailstorm was. And now I've seen her, like, 7 or 8 times, and she's one of my favorites. So
it's
good times. And then after Shinedown, we went uptown, and Lauren got a tattoo. We had some pizza. It was a good time.
Tattoos, pizza, and music. That is a good time as well. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to bring this up because you mentioned Trapped. So the only two songs I know by Trapped are Headstrong, which was like 02, right? Like 03 around the early 2000s. And do you remember the other song that they had, that Who's Going Home With You Tonight? Is it real or am I part of your collection? Have you crossed the line? Who's coming home with you tonight? That was like their other hit, like later on.
I think the only one I know is Headstrong.
All right, it's a very underrated song. It's a very underrated track. So it came out like around 2008. So for those who have not heard Trapped, Who's Going Home With You Tonight, it is a good song. It's not bad. You know what I'm saying? That was like their other hit besides Headstrong, but they are well known for Headstrong. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the hype song for anybody that wants to be violent.
Exactly. And I will Shinedown had, all right, so for me, when I started listening to Shinedown, it was Someone Save Me If You Will and Take Away All These Pills. And I Miss You. I know, what was it? I Dare You. And then there was some, Sometimes Goodbye is a Second Chance. Like, those were like my jams.
Yeah, same here. Shinedown's awesome. And they're still putting out good music, which is awesome. So I've kind of noticed a lot of the new rock artists. I'm like, I turn the new rock station on. I'm like, oh, what is this? It's like whiny pop with a little bit more drums.
Whiny pop. I like your description there. Okay. So you feel the same way I am now with like the mumble rap. And like I said, a lot of the crap that's out now is just like, no, right?
Yep, exactly. Well, and of course, you know, I have a 13-year-old daughter, so she listens to that all the time. And I kind of caught myself. It was really funny. We were heading up to go snowmobiling, and there was this one song on, and I was like, I don't know a single word to the song because I can't understand a thing they're saying. And I was like, but I really like it. And I was like, see, Aislinn, you and your mumble rap. And she goes, Mom, it's in Spanish.
Please, my earliest introduction to Spanish music. If you want to put on like the Macarena from the 90s or give me some Los Locos boys. Yeah.
Can you make it a little more noticeable?
Well, for me, if you want to talk about like early 2000s, put on Los Lonely Boys. How far is heaven? Like that track, or put on some Santana. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Oye, como va?
Exactly.
Right. Put on some Oye Como Va, Querico. No, 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 no. Yep.
I know. Throw some maracas in there. I'll get it every time.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, but no, like, here's the thing too, and I'll say this about music nowadays, and here's my thing. TikTok has become the automatic boom for social media now. Everybody's doing TikTok, and here's what pisses me off a little bit. So my mother, and I grew up with Earth, Wind, and Fire. A lot of my music taste comes from my mommy. So I love Earth, Wind, and Fire's Let's Groove, and a lot of the generation don't know that because of, you know, they're not familiar with that time period, and they weren't around that time, but here's what pisses me off. Let's Groove has now become this thing with the TikTok challenge because somebody on a fucking video stream starts dancing. Now everybody's doing this and doing like a little thing, like they're like almost like thrusting to fucking Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm like, this is not how I want this music to be introduced. Now we're introduced to a fucking TikTok challenge, Brooke. I can't. I cannot, Miss Brooke Gilley.
Oh, I feel you. I'm around 13-year-old girls all the time. So it's constant TikToks. And like every time they start doing a new dance, I'm like, are you guys like over that dance? This is a new one. This is a new one. I was like, really? Because it looks like.
Looks the same. Hey, it's the truth, man. It's the effing truth. And also, I will say this. A lot has happened in the last couple months with your boy. You know, I'm talking about Aaron Carter. Because every time I have you on the show, it always comes back to Aaron Carter, man.
Back to this guy. I should just propose to him already.
Fucking ridiculous. Well, he doesn't stop. And you know what the worst part about it is, too? And I will say this. And people, we're not making fun of someone because of their mental illness. Because he does. And I mean, a lot of stars go.
Yeah, no.
But we're making fun of the fact that he's complete and utter asshole to his fucking fans, which is ridiculous. It's like, dude, the worst one I think I remember was he's like, you know, what's Aaron's Party? I don't know what that is. And I'm like, bro, you will always be known for Aaron's Party. Just accept it. You're not a rapper. Trying to act all hard. It's ridiculous. Or the fact that he thinks he has a podcast with this dude now. For those who haven't seen it, it's him and this guy on like Instagram Live, and they're calling him a podcast. I'm like, as a podcaster, I'm offended because that ain't a goddamn podcast. An Instagram Live doesn't fucking count as a podcast, you fucking
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't count. He's like, he's got it in his head that he's like the next Joe Rogan or something.
That's okay. First
of all, more hood.
Get out of my head, Brooke Gilley, because that's exactly what he called himself. He's like, you know, I listen to Joe Rogan podcast. Like, first of all, and then he's talking about, yeah, I wouldn't do this. Like, Joe Rogan or any of these people would have you on your podcast. Fucking Steve-O had him on his podcast. Fucking Steve-O. And he's fucking went from like a 180, because remember, Steve-O was like batshit, but now he's like very chill. Watching him next to Aaron Carter is probably one of the most mind-boggling things I've ever seen in my life, because Steve-O's so chill and Aaron Carter's all buck wild.
Aaron Carter's an idiot. I don't know. Just an idiot. There's, you know, there's a difference between having a diagnosed mental illness and not handling it and making an ass out of yourself because of that and taking the steps to, like, not. So I feel like it's okay to laugh at him because he obviously wants to be laughed at.
Absolutely. And the thing, too, is I'm like, and speaking from experience, if someone does have that mental illness or they're going through the struggle and you actually want to better yourself and not make an ass out of yourself, he is one of the biggest fucking 180s of what you should not do when you're having a problem.
They should launch an ad campaign with him in it. Like,
it is, man. Fucking.
This is why.
Exactly. And did you hear he's going to try to do some celebrity boxing again, man? I think this time his opponent's going to be Soulja Boy. He's challenging Soulja Boy. Crank that Soulja Boy.
Are you kidding me?
No, man. Freaking Soulja Boy, like, was on his Instagram live talking about who the fuck is Aaron Carter and calling him a bitch because Aaron Carter's like, you wish you could have my record sale. And I'm like, son, I may not, like, know a lot of Soulja Boy songs besides Soulja Boy Tell Him, but if you actually look up the logistics on Google, this mofo has been selling and making records while Aaron Carter's just sitting over here on Instagram live banging his fucking drums.
Right, right. Or trying to sell his OnlyFans videos.
Don't get me started. Oh, my God. That's fucking disgusting. But what's not disgusting, as we move on from the mental image that I don't want in my head, I'm going to put the mental image that people want to see in their heads, was a three-night event of Lingerie Fighting Championships at Sturgis. And I'm going to say this right now, Brooke Gilley. We talked about it before we got on the show, and you're my friend, and I love you. But God bless America. You were killing in that attire, man. That blue. If I was green, I would die. My blue's my favorite color, so I'm a little biased.
Oh, well, thank you. I wanted to go kind of patriotic. I lost one of my friends this summer to suicide, and he was a combat veteran. And the year before that, I, dedicated my fight to another fallen soldier. So I was kind of going along with the whole, like, I love America and I support our troops thing. And it just really worked out.
Got to say, that's one of the things that I love about you too. Very patriotic, and I love the dedication. Every time I see you, there's always going to have that sentimental, but also very rich value and all around just great emotions and evoking emotions. I got to say, I got a lot of love and respect for what you're doing there, Brookie.
No, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I really do.
Thank you.
Somebody's got to stand up and say something and be like, hey, like, they do a lot for us. And lately, you know, with all the political stuff, it's nice to just be able to take a step back and just be like, we're here for some awesome, you know, MMA fighting, some badass people, some really good concerts, like, take a step back, give a little bit of respect, and then let everything else go.
Exactly. And I think besides the fact of the patriotic and overall fact that LFC is some of the best entertainment going today, I think it's nice to have that balance of, okay, fuck what you heard and fuck what you're saying about your politics and shit. How about you just watch some beautiful women in lingerie give you a hell of a time and a grandiose show? So, I mean, right? It's a nice little balance.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I mean, we got to talk about this. Before we even get to the bounce, Miss Brooke Gilley, man, you were reffing. You were styling, profiling. You and Shelby Paris and everybody was reffing up in that bitch, man. You were killing on the ref side of things as well. How did that feel, your first time refereeing?
It was so much fun. I was like, this is awesome. Like, I have the opportunity to be in every fight. There was one brawl that broke out, and I got to, like, aggressively break that one up. And I don't know. It's kind of like you get to be in the middle of all of it. It's fun.
Well, it's Buck Wild, man. I know which brawl you're talking about, because God dang it. And we're speaking about Blue here, because we were talking about Blue. Blue team coach, Audrey Monique, and I love Audrey. She's my boo. But God dang it, man. Batshit crazy. She's attacking everybody, going at it with Bella Inc., which is the start of a rivalry since LFC 31. The girl is really coming at everybody like a spider monkey, man. It's Texas Ranger. It's Talladega Nights. She's coming at everyone. And she came at you. She was coming at everybody. All ways, all sides, all directions, huh?
Oh, it's so funny because my friends were there, like my hometown friends. And right. My friend Courtney was like, she's like, I'm going to fuck her up. She's like, who is that? I'm going to fuck her up. And I'm like, it's okay, Courtney, calm down.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Art imitating life, and you know, you're getting invested into the show, and she's just ready to fuck shit up. Your friend was ready to fuck shit up right then and there, right in front of Sturgis. Everybody. Oh, man.
She was like, is she fucking with you, Brooke? Like, is she messing with you? She's like, I'll fuck her up. Come on, Alex, let's fuck her up. And I was like, no, calm down. It's okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, as a professional wrestling fan and a fan of combative nature, if you are getting that type of attention, you are doing something actually absolutely right. Because wrestlers right. will tell you, back in the day, they used to have riots, fans throwing shit at their cars because they were that good of a heel. Audrey's that damn good at her job.
She is. I love her to death. She's the best. You don't get any better than her. I mean, she's just awesome.
Not to blow her cover, but I will say this, folks. Besides out of that spunkiness and that overall hype-ness, if you will, Audrey Monique is probably one of the sweetest and most down-to-earth people you'll ever meet in your life.
Right? She's just very passionate when it comes about her team.
Absolutely. She's passionate, and then there's just like, you know, well, first and foremost, I'm going to say this right now, and I was in the ring for this. Leon Hayter's birthday was on Halloween, and that girl tackled that man and threw a cake right in his fucking face, which was hilarious. And I'm just going to say right now, nothing says happy birthday like a cake in the face, right?
Right, right. I mean, Brooke, come on, man.
Brookie, I was upset because I wanted a piece of that cake, and that was a wasted cake. You know what I'm saying? I was a little mad, but also
No. I'm going to stop you right there. It is never a wasted cake if it goes in someone's face, ever. Okay.
But Brookie, I wanted to eat that cake, Brookie. I wanted to eat it.
They didn't have a backup cake?
No.
Oh, well, then you got gifted.
Why do you think I'm so mad? Like, I would love a backup cake. Throw some chocolate, you know what I'm saying? A vanilla, give it a nice little swirl. Like, I'm eating a Carvel ice cream. Give me something. I was upset.
Okay, now I can understand where, you know, you might be a little perturbed.
Why do you think I would be perturbed, man? Forget there's no backup cake. I wanted that cake. I felt like Cedric the Entertainer in fucking a haunted house. I wanted the cake, goddammit.
Yeah, also the cake. There was girls running around in lingerie all night.
That's true, but I also got a sweet tooth.
Cake.
That's a different kind of cake, man. I like your style. Okay. Friggin' same mindset. We're both pervs. It's all right. No.
My mind isn't the gutter. My mind is the gutter.
Well, yeah. Well, also, friggin', you're like, you know, you like bananas. We've discussed this in every podcast. You like bananas. Isn't that right there, Ms. Brookilly?
Huh? I love bananas.
It's the most random thing, but it's hilarious. I like bananas.
It's so funny. All my friends give me so much crap about it, too. They always tell me, like, let me guess, you like bananas? I'm like, I like bananas. And if you have, and if you're listening to this now and you have no idea what we're talking about, that's your fault. Go listen to the rest.
Go listen to the last podcast we did. I found out about I like bananas. It's the most random but funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. But no, that's a good thing too, because it's a good kind of random. And also, who doesn't like bananas? Like banana phone, ring, ding, 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 dong, ding, banana phone. I want to put that. Remember that song from back in the day? Freaking banana phone.
No.
You've never heard of
I guess.
Oh my god. You for the banana phone, folks. It was a common thing. It was banana phone, ring ding ding, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding, banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing. It's the rest, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive. I gotta send you the song. It's actually very, very
good. That sounds like one of the lyrics you just annoy my daughter with.
Absolutely, you would. Absolutely. It's like when they had I'm a gummy bear. I'm a yummy tummy tummy gummy bear. Whoa, remember the gummy bear song?
Yep, and then it was Baby Shark. Yep. Yeah, they always have new ones.
I will say this. Bella Inc. actually, and I love Bella Inc. We'll chat out to Bella. But yo, she actually has this for her kid. That's one of the things that she played for her kid is the gummy bear song. And I'm like, Bella, you're giving your daughter some good taste, man.
Exactly. That's, there you go.
Well, it's the thing that makes kids...
I'm excited to see how her daughter turns out. Like, if she's going to be, because they always say, because, like, I know my daughter is just like me times, like, 100. And so I'm like, oh, Belle, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, Brooke, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, the daughter and the child is the extension of the parent, right? So, I mean, if you got your genes, that's going to be a hell of a child and one to kick badass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I just think she's going to be in for about as much trouble as I see myself getting into with my kid. Every time I turn around, I'm like, oh no, what are you doing now? And then I'm like, oh god, she's gonna jump that with what?
So Brooke, the question is, and the question will always be, is she gonna annoy the neighbors and start firecrackers? I saw that Miss friggin' just shooting it, man, on friggin' New Year's, man, just going buck wild annoying neighbors. What's up with you, man?
Oh, because they annoy me. They piss me off.
Okay, well, everybody has annoying neighbors.
And my daughter was actually the one videotaping, so.
What? It's hilarious. Freaking going through my freaking feed, man, and you're just going through, like, fireworks and firecrackers out the wazoo.
Yeah, So I parked my snowmobile trailer in front of my house, legally, of course, but I live on, like, the entrance, and so every once in a while I have neighbors that can complain about it, but they never slow down when they go by my house. And I like explosives, so I was like, take that, motherfuckers, right out the door of my house. So, like,
take that, motherfuckers! What? Okay, well, what was this whole beef that started?
Movie from the 80s where the neighbors feud, and they like, oh, what is it? I can't think of it. That's me against my whole neighborhood.
So, I'm crying, but, like, how did this start? What were they doing that was annoying? Or you're just like, you know what? Fuck you, motherfuckers. Here's some fireworks.
We have a neighborhood Facebook group that I'm no longer a part of.
Oh, gee. I wonder why, Brooke.
I'm in 86 from the HOA neighborhood page because the lady was like, I don't mean to be this neighbor, but to the person that lives on the corner of this street, can you move your snowmobile trailer so somebody doesn't hit it? And then somebody with a little common sense commented under it, and they were like, well, where else is she supposed to park it? And I'm like, thank you, someone that's smart. And so I commented, oh, what did I say? I said, I don't mean to be that neighbor, but if you're too stupid to slow down and you hit a big ass snowmobile trailer with two bright colored sleds on it, you kind of deserve to have to pay for me to have a new snowmobile.
Or,
and then
you
somebody
could
else
about it instead of frigging commenting on Facebook. You can actually talk to the person and not be that person.
Right, right. They're stupid. And then somebody said, well, we have people that don't know how to drive in the snow and the ice. And I'm like, well, if they don't know how to drive in the snow and the ice and they're hauling ass around a 90 degree corner, then their insurance can pay for their ignorance. Like,
you're just laying the facts. I like this, man. I really do. I like it a lot.
And there was nothing that they could do about it. So I left my trailer there for a week instead of parking it in my driveway.
The HOA comes after you for some of the stupidest shit ever. And I remember when I used to live in Long Island. Okay, so we had a neighbor, and here's the most bullshit thing that they complained to the landlord. So you know how people leave their Christmas lights up after Christmas or New Year's, and then they eventually take it down? Like, like that's not a big deal. Does that seem like a big deal to anybody? Really? No, I don't think so.
I just put my tree down today.
Right? It's like Christmas 24/7, Miss Brooke Gilly. Yeah. But that's what they complained about to our landlord because, oh my God, the Christmas lights were still up. Like, why does that bug you? Okay. Why don't you just mind your own business and go along with your day and you're complaining about Christmas lights? Like, how does that affect your day? Like, really? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And that's how I feel about this. There's two entrances into my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If you don't like where I legally park my trailer in front of my house, take the other entrance, homie. It's a block up the road. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I had fun obnoxiously lighting off fireworks. And then, of course, one of my really good friends is my neighbor down here, and I was actually out of town, and she goes, it's 2:00 in the morning and there's fireworks going off everywhere, Brooke. And I was like, I'm not even in town. It's not me this time. I didn't do it.
I gotta say something about you, and this is why I love you, and this is why you're my friend. Very blunt, very to the point, but also at the same time very vibrant and very beautiful and very lovely when it comes to just being buck wild, man. I gotta say, Kucher Mons, man.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
First and foremost, I what's great about what I get to do with this podcast, and to put it bluntly here, I get to know a lot of great ladies like Miss Brooke Gilly. So I've become to know what I get with a lot of you LFC ladies, just again, getting to know you and really just doing this. So I know what I'm getting and I love it. You know what I'm saying? Just got to embrace it. You know, we're all unique.
Right. Let it all flow. Just go with the flow.
Speaking of going with the flow, man, we had some great bouts, and you were an integral part of a lot of the LFC stuff besides refereeing and taking down Audrey and getting all up in the mix from the fighting side of things. On the side of things of fighting, let's go into that. You and Shelby the Panther Paris, I got to say, you both killed it. Shelby was just on the pod, loved the fight. I think you both gelled well. And Guillotine, man, Guillotine said it all. Congratulations on that victory.
Thank you. You know, she was putting up like a really good fight in the beginning, and then they set us back up. She grabbed my boobs and I was just like, oh, that's it. And then it was the DDT into the guillotine, and it just laid right into it. And it was funny because afterwards she's like, dude, she's like, you got that on me good. And she's like, you popped my whole back for me.
The reason why I'm making this notion, I'm glad you brought this up. Somebody made a video of that in slow motion, and it was one of the most it didn't look as bad like when you're watching it on like LFC.com and just overall the overall event, right? Somebody slow-mo'd that down. I swear to God, you would give Jake the Snake Roberts some money for that DDT. Oh, my God. Jesus, if somebody has seen CM Punk do the Uranagi into the Anaconda Vice where he's got the choke, you from the DDT to the guillotine, that has got to be used more.
Yeah. And, you know, if anybody needs a chiropractor, call me, I guess.
Well, the way you land, of course you probably pop her back. My God, woman, that was Jake the Snake Roberts. All you needed to do was do one of these and do the old trust me hand gesture like Jake. And you
had it. I'm walking out like this now.
Yes. Friggin' the best combo I've ever seen in an LFC, and I mean this 1,000%. A friggin' DDT into a guillotine is probably my new favorite combo in a friggin' LFC bout now.
Yes. Oh,
it was good. I've never seen anything like that. There's a DDT and then the hook, you choked her out. But the other thing I gotta mention is, Brookie, friggin', you get your second win there. You have from Susie Stiletto Quinn, and then you get to Shelby, and then the bout with Bella goes, and again, you two are gelling. She gets you in the choke. Unfortunately, you did suffer your first loss in Sturgis against Bella Inc., breaking the streak. The bout with Bella was great. Talk about working with Bella, because again, more gelling here.
Yeah, you know, it got a little feisty for a minute there, and we got out of the ring. And then, you know, Holly calls it during the fight. She actually cheated and used the ropes. But nobody wants to talk about that. I'm not going to be petty about it or anything. But it was kind of funny because we got down and I felt, you know, I'd been rolling with her for a little bit. Yeah. And I felt like this different force of strength. And I couldn't see because my head was like this. But that was when she'd locked the ropes. And so I was pushing against her and the ropes and I just couldn't get any momentum with her using the ropes. So she got one on me, but we will meet again.
There's got to be the round two to that. And I will say this, to quote the late great Eddie Guerrero, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But I got to say, it's the oldest trick in the book. And she got you, man. She did. I mean, I'm glad, I know you're not being petty about it, but God dang, man, she friggin' hoodwinked you.
She got me. She got me good. You know, it's whatever. That's okay. I kissed her on the cheek and we got into it again after the fight. So I feel like we're kind of even. And I rolled us out of the ring on accident. So
first of all, you ladies, when it comes to Sturgis, it wouldn't be a Sturgis event or an LFC event with anybody rolling in the dirt or rolling on the announce table or just doing any of the two combined. I got to say, going on that dirt, oofa.
Oh, man. And you know what's funny is we hit the table, then the ground, and Bella got lucky because it was she landed on me on the table and then she landed on me on the ground, too. So I was sore for, I mean, oof, like 2 weeks after that from having the two fights and then the reffing and then the table and all that. Like my drive home, I was just like, oh, my God, I want my bed so bad.
I bet. Freaking go from Shelby to that. I'm going to say Shelby was the quicker of the two bouts, but you and Bella put on something that was very spectacular. And there's another one that we need a round two of, whether it's coming to Sturgis or what have you. We need another round two of the Guillotine and Bella Inc.
I agree.
There's a lot of rematches that we could do. I mean, Bella.
Up.
Right. But no, Bella as well friggin' got her revenge on Agatha Cannibal Carter. They finished out their series with Bella getting the win. Aggie, I know this was the first time you got to see Aggie because Aggie did come back. Like, what'd you think about seeing Aggie in person, man, the cannibal?
I love her. I absolutely love her. You know, there's only one girl in the LFC that I don't like.
Whoa.
One. And I've met quite a bit of them.
I was going to say, man, are you about to call somebody out here just like straight shooting up in here on the LFC podcast? Are you going to call that one girl out that you don't like?
No, she knows who she is.
Fair enough. Okay. Little subtleties, man. That keeps the eyes going. And now people are going to be asking, I like your style. Keep them wanting more, Miss Brooke Gilly.
Yeah, well, you know.
Fair enough.
Next subject.
All right, well, fair enough, man. Friggin' going at HOAs, going at LFC girls. I gotta say, man, you've had a hell of a time in the past year. That's 2021.
I'm really looking forward to 22. Like, so far, it's starting out really good. I got accepted to Columbia. So.
That's a clap right there, man. I got to give you the clap because Columbia University of Law, we've talked about this many a times on the show. You're a smart cookie and a tough cookie when it comes to this stuff, man. You know your stuff about law. How are you feeling?
I'm jacked about it, like super jacked. I think I've got some friends out in New York that are more jacked about it than I am because they're like, is that where you're going to go? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I still got two apps out that I'm waiting to hear back on. So I'm just really excited to be done. I've got 3 years left and I'm just like, oh, okay.
I will say this, Brookie, I'm proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really, truly do.
You're very welcome. But I got to say, man, I mean, you've always been someone, I mean, for the longest time I've known you now, you've always been into that law and studying. Because I'm going to say it's very interesting and it's also very informative. I got to say, you're like the Atticus Finch, the female Atticus Finch. Yes, I made it to Kill a Mockingbird reference. You're like the new Atticus Finch.
I don't know about that. That's a big name to live up to.
First and foremost, man, I could have went the Vinny route, man, and said, like, my cousin Vinny, you know what I'm saying?
That's being the lawyer. Been like, hey, I got you there. I can do that.
All right. I'm saying that may be a little bit an older reference, but I got to say this. There's nothing wrong with some of my cousin Vinny, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Talking about
both sides of the law, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. That friggin', you know what I'm saying? You're a good old boy and you killed someone from Alabama. There's no way that this isn't going to trial. You shot a good old boy. You from out of town. That's what you gotta do now. There's no way this isn't going to trial. That's what you gotta do now. Or friggin', hey, Yankee Wuss. Here, I got you $200.
Could you imagine like a YouTube channel where a lawyer actually acts like that when a client comes in for like their first, for their first initial meeting with them, just talk like that to them and then YouTube, oh, that would be great.
So what you're saying is, and I'm going to make this for Attitude Era fans of the WWE, then WWF. So you want to be like when Stone Cold took over as CEO of the WWE at the headquarters and he's making the receptionist go, yeah, who the hell is this? What the hell do you want? And then friggin' just talking like that instead of saying, well, Wrestling Federation, she's making her go, yeah, who the hell is this? What the hell do you want, right?
Exactly, exactly. Someday people will call my firm and they'll be like, Gilly's office, what?
What? No, but I got to say, man, I think that's what's also great about the uniqueness and the awesomeness of the LFC talents. We got a lot of girls that do not just stuff in the LFC offices, but outside from sessions and now you law and just in general, man. Like, we got a lot of Jill of all trades up in the LFC here.
Yeah. Well, I have a sanctioned cage fight in Houston in April. I'm not allowed to announce who it is or like what promotion it's with until they announce it. They've got rights to first announcement, but it's a big deal is all I'm going to say for right now.
You're kind of like Ty Emery. And for those who know Ty Emery, LFC prospect, LFL all-star. Goon goes from the world of LFL and to doing some stuff with Phuket top team in the world of MMA. And now she's going to be fighting for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. You're really doing the variety and hitting all the territories, bro.
You know, I've always been that way my whole life. And I hear it from people all the time. They're like, oh my God, what do you not do? And I have to like back people up and be like, it's not what I don't do. I just do a lot of things and try a lot of things. It doesn't mean I'm good at it just because I've done it, you know, but I feel like with fighting, the different promotions and the different styles that you can train in and the different ways that you can fight make you a better, well-rounded fighter. So props to her, dude. The more that you can dabble in different styles and different promotions, the better off you are.
Exactly. And also variety not only helps, but it's also the discipline and stuff that we take in. And let's be honest here. You like hitting people and kicking people. I see you. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest here. You like hitting people, kicking people. You like, you know what? You like cashing checks and snapping necks, Miss Brooke Gilly.
Yeah, I really, that's one thing that I don't like about the LFC. I love everything else about you guys, but I would really love to just punch a bitch in the face. Hey, so
you can't ruin the moneymaker, Brooke.
Ow, it's frustrating. And like, sometimes I forget too, because like I've fought in the cage. And so it's like, oh yeah, I can't hit her in the face.
Hey, Shelby got a Shelby got a little stiffski action from Jenny at friggin' Sturgis. Oh my God. The shot she took from Jenny and the fact that you were there refereeing that, man. She friggin' passed out from that choke. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, and at first I was like, did she just get hot? And then I was like, oh shit, she's actually out.
Hold on. Your first instinct was, is she just hot? I know the weather and stuff, but is she hot? I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know. Like the first instinct, you're like, oh, you know, examining the situation. Is she must be hot?
Like, oh, must be too hot out here. And then I was like, oh no, she passed out.
It was a scary moment because I'm like, I'm watching this and she's got the legs there. She got the head. She's got her wrapped. And I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, because then, you know, you feel them like get the right spot. And then you just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a really good match.
It was.
There was a lot of matches. There was a lot of drama. I was like, what is going on here? Like, even like in the dressing rooms and whatnot, I was like, who doesn't like who now? What? And I was like, oh, they have a match tomorrow. That's going to be an even better one.
First of
all, I feel like kind of like the one that like sits on the sidelines and hears everything that's happening.
First and foremost, we're right there. We're like thinking thieves, man. I'm putting it up. We're cross fingers here. I feel like Rocky Five. We're cross fingers, Brookie. We're cross fingers. So it's one of those things where I, to myself, don't like drama. And I'm going to say right now, don't like the drama. Let's just, you know, let's all do this, but let's all, you know, not be before this, but that comes with LFC and the territory as well, because what you guys don't see in front of here is not all sunshines and rainbows, as Rocky Balboa would say. There's some drama that does go on behind the scenes that a lot of you guys do not know about.
It's funny when you catch like bits and pieces of it, and then you see it like act out, like, I don't want to mention any names, but there was one couple that was there that I was just like, is this happening right now? Like, what is going on?
So I'm going to do this in quotations here. It said couple, I am aware of what happened, but we won't discuss it on the show. Okay. But still, it's one of those things where it's just like stuff does get out of hand with LFC. Not as often. And I will say this. There was a lot of fans that I did see that was doing some buck wildness. I did see Holly like literally give this one guy the death stare because, it was funny. Did you see that moment? You might have missed. This guy friggin' had what looked like, and I'm going to say this right now, a giant penis. And what I mean by that is it's like an inflatable giant penis just swinging around. And Holly just looked at him like really like death stare, like, what the hell are you doing? You know what I'm saying? The dude was legit like, I don't know. I don't know if he was drunk or whatever, but the dude was going buck wild. And like I said, you could catch it like very briefly on one of the LFC events. You have to go back and watch it. It's there. Oh, it's there. And that was probably one of the meanest death stares I've ever seen in my life. And that's why I said, you don't fuck with Holly.
No, you don't. I think next year, if I'm fighting next year, I don't know, we'll see where the world takes me. But I think I'm going to do my entrance with an inflatable doll, but I'm going to fill it with helium.
I'm cool with that.
I think it'd be hilarious.
It would. And first of all you ladies look great in the entrance. And I got to say, and because I tease you, because of the first entrance at friggin' Sturgis that you ever did, I'm going to tell you right now, Brookie, that was the happy to be there entrance. It's never going to go away. It was the happy to be there entrance. That was what that entrance was. That was the happy to be there entrance. But no, you had a lot of like confidence and swag in this entrance, man. You were wooing. You got the horns going, man. Like I said, you rocked the entrance too.
Thanks. And I wasn't like coming off of being locked up from COVID for 6 months. So I feel like I'd lost some weight. So I was like, yeah. Even Jolene came up to me and she's like, dude. And I was like, I know. I haven't been just sitting around eating Fritos.
First and foremost, beast mode that was. Let's not even talk about just sitting around eating Fritos, man. You, every time I would see on social, there's you working out, there's you in the gym. Like I said, you sweat the technique, man. Don't sweat the technique. Brooke Gilly doing it.
Yeah, I was pretty consistent, and I'm more consistent now, I think, than I was then. So hopefully the next time you guys see me, I'm even more cut. I'm really, really going to be cut after April, though. So I'm fighting down, so I got to lose 15 pounds. So I should be pretty cut. I want to thank you so much more, but I can't. And so I think I'm going to have to just change the subject so I don't blit.
Well, we're going to change the subject, man. We're talking about your friggin' beast in it for LFC, man. Friggin', it was true. You were cut. I was like, Jesus, who was this woman? You know what I'm saying? Because you were really, like, in the cut, man. Literally in the cut. And it looked good. The whole presentation.
Thank you. And I had more time, I felt, this go around to, like, I knew what to expect a little bit more. So when it came to like coordinating my lingerie that I was going to wear and what shoes I was going to wear this time, I didn't wear flip flops. I actually wore heels, but I knew what to expect. So I don't know. I'm just really looking forward to the next one.
So pretty much, folks, what she's saying is you were in the flops is what you're saying. You had the flops going. It reminds me of that Bill Bellamy stand up where the guy was at friggin' TSA. And you know when and he goes, you know, when the TSA agents take their job too seriously. And he's like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm wearing flops. It's not going to go boom, boom. If I freaking go through the he wanted to walk through the airport with the flops. And then he friggin' jumps out of the thing. All right, I'll do it while we're on video. So he's got the friggin' feet like this and he jumps back. Pick him up your fucking self. Just lets the flops stay right there in front of the TSA agent. Pick them up your fucking self, which is badass and hilarious at the same time as I do that jump. And I don't want to fall. So I'm kind of like, what? But the point of the matter is Bill Bellamy was talking about the guy did not want to take off his flops and the TSA agent wanted him to take off the flops. So he just stepped back and goes, pick them up your fucking self. Pick them up your fucking self, Brookie. TSA agent.
That's so funny. I'm going to have to watch that one now.
I have to send it to you.
I like about doing on a podcast because, like, every time I get done, I'm like, oh, I've got this to watch. I've got this to watch. I've got this to listen to. Like, expanding my knowledge base here. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, first and foremost, I'm going to say, my friend, you do know who you're talking to, right? Friggin' naming songs that you don't even know. You just want to disrespect Trap like that and not know who's going home to you with you tonight, man. You're just going to disrespect Trap, T-R-A-P-T.
I'm pretty sure they'll get over it, okay?
Hey, man. That's what I'm saying. Just want to disrespect the great group that is Trap. Oh, God, there was a lot of groups around that. Friggin' you had Velvet Revolver, God rest his soul, Scott Whelan with friggin' Slither, man. Hey, here comes the water. Guitar Hero times? Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
And I miss Guitar Hero. I used to play Guitar Hero all the time. And now I've got the Oculus. And I see that they've got like a new version. It's like hands where you don't have to hold the controllers. I don't know. I'm not very video game suave, I guess is what I'm
saying. Video game savvy. Savvy, Miss Suave. Where did Suave come from? Yeah, friggin' video game suave. You like created just like a new video game suave. I don't even know what to say to that. Just video game suave.
Whatever. I knew what I was trying to say.
I'll be honest with you. Right next to me, I just go back to the old school PS2, man. Give me some wrestling games. Give me some basketball games. Put some NBA ballers in my friggin' game, man, and I'm set. Give me some Steph. You know, Air Marbury. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I used to play Tony Hawk a lot.
All right. See, I can't complain with that because Tony Hawk Underground, I have that for the PSP. Great game. It is not a bad game at all.
That was a fun one. I used to leave it on in my room just because I liked the music from the wait screen.
I can relate to that because NBA Shootout. So before they had like the 2K series, NBA Shootout was for the PS1. And I would also used to do that too because they're, you know what the waiting music was for the menu? You know how it used to go?
Huh.
It's a shootout. We're going to play some more. It's a shootout. Back to the back. And there was like a little verse in it. And I'm like, all right, I can get with this because it's a shootout.
Whatever happened to video games having like soundtracks with them? Because I remember that vividly.
No, I still have it for NBA Ballers Phenom. What was great about that video game, so you get to play the game, right? Then the second thing was the soundtrack, the CD to the soundtrack. Fucking baller. Yep.
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore. You don't even get movie soundtracks anymore.
Well, because everything's on YouTube, Brooke, and we have to friggin' Vivo it.
Like, even just like a Spotify playlist for each movie. Because like, I'll watch like new movies and I'll hear like a background song and I'm like, oh, what is that? And then I have to Shazam it. It would be so much easier if they would just put it like an attachment to the movie download or something. What are you doing, puppy?
It's one of those things where it's like friggin' like I was reading like one of the things where they were talking about like what. Oh, there he is. Look at the pup.
This is my new one. This is a she. I just rescued her. Her name is Nova.
Okay. Well, hello, little doggy. How much is that dog in the window? Hello, 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 doggy. Very cute.
Okay.
Rookie, I gotta say, I love that, man. There's nothing like rescuing an animal and then just taking them to your home and make them feel love and warmth. That is great stuff right there.
I have two rescues. This one and then the Akita is a rescue. And then Kalu, I've had him since he was a puppy. So.
Ah, nice. Yeah. I will say this as well, because I was seeing, I got to thank my friend Amanda Dia for this, but god dang, man, she made me feel old. There was a TikTok thing, and they were doing, like, songs that turned 20 years old, and one of the first songs that came on was Nelly's, "It's Getting Hot in Her, So Take Off All Your Clothes," and I'm like, no.
Don't bring that up, please.
No! Rookie, it was friggin' Nelly Hot in Her! Like, oh.
That was 20 years ago?
Oh, too, man.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh.
I feel like I'm old right now. I think I'm going to go drink some wine and cry to my dogs.
Don't bring that up either, man. Oh, my Lanta. Bob Saget just died, and I was heartbroken.
I know. And my friend's husband all the time, he always, when something goes wrong, he always goes, Bob Saget. And so I was like, you should text him, Bob Saget, ... and then put died.
Oh, God. Man. Besides Bob Saget on Full House, I gotta say, he had one of the most memorable scenes in Dumb and Dumber when Harry met Loy. Did you ever see that sequel?
I have seen it, but I don't recall him being in it. It's been a long time since I've seen it, and I've only seen it once.
He was the father in the movie of the girl that Loy liked, and friggin' Harry is in the house, right? And he's got, like, chocolate in him, but it looks like another kind of chocolate, Chocolate Dookie, on the wall. So it's like, rubbing his hands all over there. Bob Saget comes in, he goes, oh my god, there's shit everywhere! Damn it! Look at him, he's shit all over the walls!
Okay, I remember that part, I just don't recall it being Bob Saget, but I do remember that part.
Bob Saget. Well, also Bob Saget, half baked. Marijuana's nothing. I used to suck dick for coke. I seen him like that, half baked, man. Ah, he had some memorable stuff besides Full House, and of course America's Funniest Home Videos. God rest his soul. God rest his soul, man. Ah, and you know what?
Betty White. Come on now. I was snowmobiling. And me and my daughter stop in at the lodge, and we don't have cell phone service up on the mountain. And so we walk in, and I look up on the TV, and it says Betty White Day. And I'm like, what? And I was like, 2021, just had to take fucking Betty White.
And New Year's Eve. Friggin', I was depressed when George Michael died on Christmas. Like, how? First of all, apropos of last Christmas, which still makes me sad to this day. Friggin' get George Michael on Christmas, and now Betty White on friggin' New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It broke my heart, man. First and foremost, 99. God bless. The woman almost this close made it to 100. But still.
I know.
Her birthday.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks before like she died. She died like 3 weeks before her birthday.
That was bad.
She was. She absolutely was, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this, something that's not sad. We got to change off the topic of sadness here. As well with LFC, we got to go back to, we forgot one fighter who was injured now because that was funny. Hold on. What also is great about LFC is now we have the LFC Madness Tournament, the LFC 3. And you guys haven't checked it out. Leon Hader, coach of the black team, and I did the LFC Madness pre-show. There's a lot of great talents coming into LFC. And how awesome is it for you to see, Brookie, because from being a prospect to now an LFC fighter and seeing all these different prospects from all facets of life, how great is it to see the LFC Madness Tournament?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I think it's a really cool way to bring in new talent and new girls and give other girls a shot and an opportunity. I think it's awesome.
And I think what's also very cool about it, too, is now we were talking about of all facets of life, from sessions wrestling to modeling and what have you. I got to say, we got one of the shortest ones in there, and here's why I love the name. Her name is Emma Ray, for those who have not seen on the LFC website. Emma Ray is like 5 feet of fury. She calls herself the Hobbit Princess. She can go and is buck wild when it comes to catfighting and stuff. Man, she is one to definitely look out for, because don't let that adorable posterior and figure fool you, man. She's going, boom, hard as nails. And then we got Sabrina Unger, man, and here's the story about Sabrina. The late, great Daphne from WCW Professional Wrestling. Unfortunately, we lost her last year. And, you know, suicide, like you were talking about suicide earlier. Unfortunately, that was the cause of death. But God dang, man, she's using her name. She's using her memory and dedicating all that she does to her wrestling mom, as she calls her, Miss Daphne. There's a touching story. There's toughness. There's grit. There's so many talents coming in. I got to say, that's what we do at LFC. We evoke motions and tell stories, Brookie.
Yeah, definitely. That's heartbreaking, but that's really cool for her. Like that's awesome to be able to commemorate something and someone that is important to you and a legend to you. So that's really cool. I have a lot of respect for that.
Same. And I think what's cool about it, too, is, and this is why I also love it, and you and I have talked about this passionately when it comes to LFC. Man, all these girls and all these gals, they really want it. I mean, it's like what we saw with T. Bella Madison and Bella Madison and Sheena, the Hungarian Princess Bathory, and Shaylin. Everybody wanted it. It was all in one night at the booty camp and at a future booty camp. Everybody just wanted to fight for that LFC contract and put on a damn good bout. And that's what we got with those two, with Sheena and Shay. And I know you saw a lot of what's going on with how they looked. And same with T. Bella and Bella Rockefeller. They really hyped it up. So, I mean, if we can get hypes and builds like that, the potential and the possibilities are endless, Brookie.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still hoping that we can eventually talk Sean into tag teams.
Well, we need that. You know what I'm saying? Because then we do. Well, who would you pick to be your tag team partner?
Oh, it would either be Jolene or
See, I'm putting you on the spot here, man, because you and Jolene would be a hell of a tag team.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to think about who I'd have the most fun doing it with.
How about Shelby? Great friends, bitter enemies?
Be fun one, too. Shelby and I really hit it off. I spent a lot of time with her after the fights. We, you know, hung out and watched some of the concerts and had some food. And Shelby would be a good one. I think Terry would be a fun one, too. Me and Terry totally click. It's because we're both Sagittariuses.
I'm going to say this right now. All right, I'm actually glad that you brought up my feisty fist amiga here. First and foremost, and here's what I love about them, because getting to see it full and like front and center here, Brooke, Her mom was at LFC cheering her on with the sign for Feisty Fist, and I love that. And I think what a lot of people can see from that is just a family camaraderie. Every show that's in Vegas, you will see Terry Feisty Fist's mom. You know you'll see her because the sign will always be up, and I'll be honest with you, I was smiling when her entrance came out. I'm like, oh, there's Terry's mom. So that is wonderful to see the support system of family right there. But Terry, if you have an issue with Terry, and I'm going to say this right now, then what are you doing? Because Terry is one of the nicest and coolest people ever. It's like, if you get on Terry's bad side, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you have to be pretty messed up to get on her bad side. I couldn't even, that's like even hard for me to talk about because I can't even imagine it. Every time I see her, just, but me and her have had a couple heart to hearts. And, you know, the one thing that people don't realize is a lot of times you do have people that are like smiles all the time. And then it's like when they finally get that moment to just be like, oh, I don't have to smile anymore. And I see Terry, I see a lot of that in Terry too. Like, she's the type of girl that'll suck it up for everybody, you know, and just pull everybody together. I love her to death.
The best thing I could describe Terry as, and I think you can agree with me on these sentiments, she's like the LFC mom. You know what I'm saying? She'll be like, hey, how you doing? Because she's very interested and invested in the talent and the product as a whole. She's like the LFC mom.
Yep. Totally. She's amazing. She's a super cool person.
Yes. And also, we were talking about Sarah Brooke and Mia Annabella. Now, Sarah Brooke came back because she had the bout with Lauren, and Sarah Brooke killed it. Like I said, for those who have not seen Sarah the Beast Brooke, love it. Go out of your way and check her out. Mia Annabella as well made a hell of a debut. I mean, when you have the initials Mia Mayhem Annabella, very suiting there.
I liked Mia. I was able to watch their fight, and I'm pretty impressed with both girls, honestly. They're both very talented, very athletic, but they're also like, I mean, they're fucking hot.
You know what it is about those two too as well, because whether it's cat fighting or LFC auspices, like, they could still go and kick fucking butt and kick ass and take names. Like, very tough. Also with a name like Mia Mayhem Annabella and Sarah the Beast Brooke, it's never stopping, it's never grinding. And like we talked about, the fitness aspect and the finesse, always in the gym, ready to go, ready to rip some ass, man. That's the style.
Yep, absolutely. There's a lot of really dedicated girls that we have now. I'm super excited to watch everything unfold.
Same. Super. And we're going to keep doing this LFC Madness too. Going back to that for a second, I think there's going to be a fourth one and the fifth one. Like, we're going to probably have the rejuvenation of some that didn't make it in LFC Madness, the first and second one. Like, there's a lot of ways that we can do this. And isn't it amazing just to see so many people that want to do this? You know what I'm saying? Because we'll have our naysayers, which, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Haters going to hate and players going to play, to quote 3LW. It's one of those things where it's just like, just come on into LFC. And I'll put it like right there. If you want some good entertainment and you want to try something different, come to LFC. We've had wrestlers. We had Selena De La Renta from MLW come in for LFC 31. If we can have people like that from all different wrestling auspices, Aria Blake, who is in MLW and who's been on TV, like, how can you not want to have people like that come on in, right?
No, exactly. And then if we get enough girls that are consistently fighting, then we can have two or three shows going on at a time. All over the place. I'm just saying, more people would be able to attend events if we had more fighters. So try out.
As I take off my sunglasses, given that little eyebrow and wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what I'm saying, huh? Let's get those shows going. Oh, my goodness. One other thing I have to mention as well. We mentioned him earlier. Man, Tommy Bell was a judge at LFC 31, and it was so good to finally meet Tommy in person. And like you said, I'm going to say this right now, man. You're going to call us S-Squared. That's a new tag team. I'm going to take this off of you, Brooklyn, because you was talking about snazzy suits. Tommy and I in our snazzy suits. That's what we are. We are the snazzy suit squad. Put three S's in there. We got the snazzy suits.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. It worked out. See?
Yes.
Dude, he is so awesome. He is hilarious. He, just did a drawing of me, a snow angel one, and it blew my mind. I was like, oh, he has so much talent. And not only does he have so much talent, but like, he did a live video on his Instagram of him drawing and talking and kind of walking through it, and he's so personable. That was the first time, like, I've talked to him, you know, we have conversations, but that was my first time getting to actually see his character and play, and I'm like, this guy is super entertaining. I don't think I've ever been able to sit through a live drawing before, but I was like, oh, he's funny.
link will be in his description. Go to Tommy Bell Art and check out his stuff. And I mean, I'm going to say right now, Tommy does a lot of great lives. And here's the thing. People are like, oh, it's just, it's a dude drawing and talking. No, he keeps you invested and interested. And sometimes he'll have the talent that he's drawing on and they'll talk about it and they get to see the caricature and the art imitating life and coming to life. And he did an amazing draw, you Brooke. It came out absolutely fabulous.
That's what I thought. I was just like, wow, it looks just like me. He did so good. And it was so creative too. And I love snow, so it was a win all the way around. It hit my heartstrings. I was like, oh.
I got to say, Tommy Bell is a huge integral part of the LFC family, and we all are so grateful to have Tommy do his work. So definitely go out of your way. Give Tommy a follow for Tommy Bell Art. Check out his website. Check out Instagram. Links will be in the description. Shout out to Tommy. T-Bell, man. T-Bell.
Yep, definitely check him out.
But did I also say that I'm going to tell this funny story now because we've been, like I said, you and I, this is what I love about our conversations. We can go all over the place, not just because we have a short attention span, but also because we're both vibing and we're also so passionate we go all over the place. But I actually have to mention this to you, T-Bell. And here's the reason why I can't call him T-Bell. You know why I can't call him T-Bell?
Because of T-Bella?
No, not because T-Bella Madison. No, I'm going to tell. I wasn't going there, but true. Okay. But T-Bell was in senior year in high school. So I grew up on Long Island, right? East Islip High School senior year. That's what everybody would call going to Taco Bell. Make that late night T-Bell run. You know what I'm saying? Because the drive-thrus would always be open to like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, everybody thinks they're cool because it's like, you got to make that T-Bell or T-Bell. And I'm like, just say Taco Bell. Just say Taco Bell.
Is that like how we say Mickey D's out here for McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay.
See? Friggin' T-Bell and Mickey D's. Or the other realm, McDonald's. Not even McDonald's. Put an M-A-C in there like the Big Mac. McDonald's.
No. No, yes. It's
D's. Well, some people do say McDonald's. You don't think some people say McDonald's? Are you questioning? I've
never heard someone say McDonald's ever.
Somebody will say McDonald's. You think I'm lying? If I'm lying or dying, to quote Roger Klotz on Nickelodeon's Doug. Yes, I'm talking and taking it back to Doug, Brooke Gilly. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Uh-huh. Have you seen that? Do you ever watch The Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Okay, so which one was it? I can't remember. One of them was doing a podcast interview, and his friend called it Tubberware instead of Tupperware.
No.
And he's like, yes, and he's like, wait, what'd you just say? And his friend goes, Tubberware. And he goes, say it again. And he goes, Tub-O-Ware. And he just starts dying laughing. And it was Sal. I'm pretty sure it was Sal.
Yes, that would probably
be Sal. He's like, it's Tupperware. And he's like, no, it's not. And he's like, looking around. He's like, why tub? He's like, it's a tub that you put your food in. I was like, actually, Tupperware makes more sense.
It does, but I got to say, that's funny. I like that. That's a little thing. Oh. Did you also see, because I know they're doing another Jackass Forever, did you see that Johnny Knoxville is going to be a participant in the WWE Royal Rumble? Johnny Knoxville, he's getting in there. Like when Steve-O back in 07 was on Monday Night Raw, Johnny Knoxville is getting into the Royal Rumble.
Isn't he old now? Like, shouldn't he be retiring? Like,
no. Okay, the Jackass franchise will live on forever. That's why the movie's called Jackass Forever. But yeah, he's got the gray hair now, and he is older. He's not the Johnny Knoxville when he was, like, in Men in Black 2 as the alien, and he was doing, like, Walking Tall and the Dukes of Hazzard. He doesn't look like that Johnny Knoxville anymore.
Hmm.
It's going to be...
I have a hard time believing that guy's ever actually gotten laid, because there's no way. Like, I don't care how famous he is. Like, seen all the things that he's done. Like,
first of all, that is probably one of the most blunt segues ever about Johnny Knoxville. You know, I don't know if that guy even gets laid. Like, where did that come from there, Miss Brooke?
Well, I mean, like, I've seen him eat farts. I've seen him, like...
Yes.
I just...
I've seen him eat farts. We're grown-ups, fucking jackass. I've seen him eat farts. She said farts. We're grown-ups.
There's nothing sexy about that, okay?
Okay. Like... Hold on. I'm going to make an analogy here. If girls can go on a reality show and want to have sex with Flavor Flav, I'm sure Johnny Knoxville had his share of women's. If people want to have sex with Flavor Flav, who are in their 20s and 30s, like, I don't want to even hear about Johnny Knoxville and his farts.
Like, I think I would probably sleep with Flava Flav before I'd sleep with the dude that eats other people's farts.
Probably, but still, like, we had people going lusting for Flava Flav and Brett Michaels and his no hair, so you know what I mean? It is what it is. The truth is truth, all right? You know, we had this shit.
Bret Michaels show. I used to, The Rock of Love or whatever it is. I'd watch it just for the drama. And, like, the first season was entertaining. And then after that, I was just like, you guys are retarded. Bret Michaels, you want to know why you can't find love? Because they can't find a brain cell. Like, it was just...
From the male point of view, and I guess I'm going to give the male point of view, that dude cannot contain his... party lifestyle, and he couldn't even settle down if his life depended on it. Let's just be sure, because that lifestyle, you're invested in it, you know. But also at the same time, like you said, Rock of Love 1, okay, this is fun, it's dysfunction. Then once we got to like the tour bus, which was Rock of Love 3, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, no,
I've done that too.
You were stunned too? Oh, you mean with Daisy De La Hoya and how the fact that she wanted to go home and eat a bowl of ice cream, that she did not win the love of Bret Hart, that Bret Michaels' heart. You didn't want to see her eat a bowl of ice cream?
No. I did watch the second one. I did watch that one. And then but I never watched the tour bus one, because by the time I got to the tour bus one, I was just over it. It's kind of like the Bad Girls Club. Like, I used to love that show. And then about like fifth season, I was just like, oh, you guys are copycatting too much. It was cooler when you guys were like actually aggressive. And now it's just like fake aggressive and trying too hard. You know what I mean? I think that's what happened to, like, all reality TV, and that's why crime TV is, like, so popular right now.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, in the first Rock of Love. You know what did it for me with the first Rock of Love? Friggin' Heather getting a friggin' tattoo of Bret on, like, her neck, and I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, he may not pick you, and he didn't! And then she got the cover-up. And then on the cover-up, on the back of the neck, for those who remember, it said Bret, then underneath it said sucks. So she had Bret sucks.
Neck. I need that tattoo. Oh, I'm gonna get a copycat tattoo that just says Bret sucks on the back of my neck.
Jesus Christ, man, this friggin' reality show. We have the Tool Academy, for God's sake. People going, the girlfriend's taking the guys to the Tool Academy to make them better boyfriends because they're a bunch of tools. We got a guy named fucking Matsu Flex on the damn show in the first season. The man's name was Matsu Flex. Wasn't his real name, but he went by the Matsu Flex. I don't even know what the fuck a Matsu Flex is.
Anytime you give yourself a nickname, you are not cool.
No. And here's the thing. When I was a kid, and I'm going to say this right now, people would call me the Larkinator because it was not like that. Get your mind out of the gutters. It was because I could dance, and I like to dance and move. But at the same time, it's like, don't give me a nickname. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a dude dancing. I don't need to be Larkinator. It's not the Terminator. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cool. It's fun. It's nicknames. I used to be called Larks, but it's like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need a nickname. People don't need nicknames.
I like my nickname. My friends call me Gilster. That's not that bad. But I'm totally calling you Larkinator from now on.
Why? Why you got to do that to me?
That's great.
Well, Gilster's not bad. I've been calling you Brookie the entire show. Brookie's not that bad, right?
Brookie doesn't bother me at all. That's when people call me Brooklyn, because then I'm like, oh my God, am I in trouble?
Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? That's a different kind of Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, all my friends, every year when we go to Sturgis and we're out there when I'm not fighting, well, even when I am fighting, I get so sick of Beastie Boys, it's not even funny. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, all. And they think they're hilarious. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's funny the first time, not 1,000 times later.
You got to fight for your right to party, Brooke.
I know. I should see if I can get that for my entrance song.
Or that, or Intergalactic, friggin' 1999, man. You know, I like my sugar with coffee and cream. I don't even know why, but that line just made me laugh every time I hear it. I like my sugar with coffee and cream. Oh, it's something hard, but it's funny.
Yeah. Okay. It's always the dumb, weird twists on things that end up being catchy and funny to me. So.
Oh, last thing I'll mention, Rock of Love style, now that just came into my head. You know there's a podcast now, The Talk of Love. Remember the girl Lacey who was about like PETA and she had like the red hair?
Oh, yep.
Oh, dude, she's got a podcast now and she's interviewed like a lot of the people from Rock of Love and she's had them for all like the VH1 like celeb reality shows. I think she just had 12 Pack back on. Remember the dude 12 Pack from I Love Money and the Daisy of Love? Oh, it's back to mid-2000s, man.
Oh, man. Well, Aaron Carter's got a podcast. Okay. She's got, stop. I think, need a podcast.
Oh, God, stop. No. Well, first of all, if it was just the two of us on a podcast, I would love that because you'd be a great co-host. But yeah, no, we got this. You got me up in here interviewing a lot of people, man. So this is the official LFC podcast. We need to be official. And Instagram Live is not official. Talk of Love is official, even though it's not official.
That's not official at all.
Oh, fucking Instagram Lives, you fucking people. I hate them all. Anyway, digress. So
I digress. I'm about ready to digress back to my glass of wine.
Oh, my God. Friggin' you and your wine. Well, you love wine. I'm going to say this right now. I think most of our conversations that we've had besides on this show and ever, you and your wine, man, you are a wine connoisseur.
I love me some wine. That is true. I hardly ever drink now because I'm so busy, like, with everything else. I can't really afford to be, like, wine hungover. So it's like every once in a while I'll have a glass. But it's a good glass.
You're like Eve 6. Here's a toast. To the ones who know me well. Here's to the night. You're like Eve 6. That's what it is.
I do like Eve 6. I haven't heard any Eve 6 in a long time.
Fucking 1999 to 2000, man.
That's the light cherry. Same.
Yes. Well, Eve 6 for me was Here's to the Night because TRL. When TRL actually was a thing and not friggin' like YouTube people on friggin'. They tried to bring it back and it failed.
I didn't even know they tried to bring it back.
Try. No Carson Daly. No, none of those people. Like, just take me back to that era. We don't need whatever they were trying to do. It was like some people that are like famous on YouTube. And I'm like, no. Like, you can't bring TRL with fucking YouTube stars and people like that. Like, it didn't work.
Well, especially not on a major cable network, because a lot of people that watch MTV and major cable networks don't really know who most of these YouTube stars are. I mean, like, if kids want to watch YouTube stars, they're going to watch YouTube.
Fucking YouTube. And also the fact that JWoww's boyfriend, Zach, just actually wrestled on All Elite Wrestling AEW because the dude is a wrestler. I laughed because I saw him, his face, and I'm like, oh, God, that's freaking the entire boyfriend from the Jersey Shore, which, good Lord. Good Lord. She's like, and he's like young, too. I think he's like, what, like 26, and she's like, you know, whatever old she is. And I'm like, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How
old? She's probably in like her mid-30s now, because it's crazy to think, because the Jersey Shore was literally like 13 years ago. Kind of. I know.
Why is it? Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. Man.
Man. But you know what time is? You know what I'm going to say? The great thing about time, besides the fact that it's a bomb-ass song from Hootie and the Blowfish, Why You Punish Me, Darius Rucker. I'm talking about Crack Rear View, taking it back to 95. I am talking about the... I'm talking about the time that we have doing this show.
You just put a wagon wheel, okay?
I love you. The great times are always on this podcast. And actually, before we do finish our time with this, Brookie, I love having you on the show. You're always a blast and a pleasure and a privilege. I can't wait to do this again. And congratulations, Miss Law Student. Give it a round amount of applause. One more round of applause, Brooke.
And I can't wait to be back on the show. We always have a good time. It's always interesting conversation, for sure.
Absolutely.
And now I'm going to go look up a banana song.
I'll send it to you after we're done. You know, perfect. You know I got you.
Okay. You got my back like a butt crack.
This woman. Okay, so before we close this out, man, you got to promote yourself. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Okay, what's the deal with this Facebook? We got to talk about this. Because first and foremost, I had you on Facebook under your name, and now you're like not Gilly. What the hell happened there, man?
Oh, after Sturgis, the day after Sturgis, my phone had to be factory reset, and I had a Google Authenticator on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And since the phone had to be reset, I didn't have the code from the Google Authenticator. And we all know how great Facebook's customer service is. I have emailed them. I have sent them a picture of my driver's license. I don't know what else to do. So I can cross post from my Instagram to my Facebook, or people that are on my Facebook can message me through my Instagram. But I can't read anything that gets sent to me on my Facebook, anything like that. So I started my other one, and I'm going to continue to harass Facebook until they let me into it. But who knows how long it can take.
I like your style. Just go right in. Hey, let me in. You know what I'm saying? They're doing Lionel Richie. You keep on, not Lionel Richie, Little Richard. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You come back tomorrow and you can try again. That's what they're saying to you, man.
Well, if that's the case, then it's going to be a no-knock warrant the next time.
Let the bodies hit the floor, woman. Get some drowning pool on. Yes. Oh, so now promote Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everybody can find you. The floor is yours, bro.
So your best bet is my Instagram, and it's at Gilly Brooke. plain and simple. And then at Brooke Gilly for TikTok. My TikTok's pretty active as well.
Oh,
the best bet.
Okay, so the TikTok. What about the Twitter, man? Are you on the Twitter vibes?
I am on the Twitter, but I never check my Twitter ever. And I feel bad because, like, that's where a lot of people are very active. But that's always the very last one I get to between my Instagram, my Facebook, and my TikTok. And then I'm like, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, yeah, I have a Twitter. I like your style. Well, there is so much social media out there. You really can't keep up, right?
Oh, man. And then I have Snapchat, too. It's just like there's just so much to keep up with. There's been a couple times that I've actually thought back when I was doing like the traveling modeling and all that, and my socials were like really high up. I almost hired someone to run them for me because I was just like, this is a nightmare.
Well, hold on, man. What's your Snapchat? I got to put the links in the description. What's your Snapchat?
It's at Brookster82716. And there's some crazy shenanigans that goes down on my Snapchat. So I'm warning you before you follow me.
I will say this. If you guys have not checked out her TikTok, the stuff that you and your daughter do, your beautiful daughter, who I got to say right now, I hope one day we get to see her doing her thing in LFC because she's going to blossom. And just, I love it. I love the interaction, the family there, and just your buck wildness. I got to say, you got a great TikTok. Follow Brookie on TikTok.
Thanks. We definitely have a good time. That's for sure. She's a mini me times 100.
So it's pretty much this mini me, then just pretty much just what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, folks, children are a blessing, and what is a blessing is doing this podcast. And check it out on the LFC Network. Download it. Check out on the Roku. Get this. You get the events. You get LFC Exposed, the reality TV show. Baby boy, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful life. I'm just saying words at this point. LoungeRFC.com. Check it out on all audio platforms. And check it out on my YouTube, Mike Larkin. And as always with this show, as I always finish it off, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are. And Brooke Guillotine. Yeah, that's right. BGG. Brooke Guillotine Gilly. I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time.
Yep, you bet. I can't wait till next time.
Same. Good night, everybody.